Pecorine is in town. He'll be heading to Las Vegas here very soon for the NHL awards ceremonies.
We can't drum up any more votes for Pekka, though. That's the only problem. Yeah. Voting is in.
The hay's in the barn, as they say here.
So our campaign, it's not going to work now because all the votes are in.
There's nothing we can do to help Pekka here other than sort of try to send him good vibes.
Wish him luck.
But we appreciate the fact that he's come on with us. Pekka, welcome to the show.
Thank you, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well. How are you doing? Have you had a chance to relax a little bit and recharge the batteries since the season's been over?
Yes, I have. I had a good break for about 3 weeks. Didn't do anything but just relaxed, spent time with my friends and my family, and it's been good.
Is it hard sometimes almost not to train? Do you have to almost make yourself not train because your body is so used to the exercise?
Yeah, it is kind of tough because most of my friends and my family are working, so during the days you have really nothing to do, and it can be kind of hard. You kind of feel like you have to do something, but I had a good break. I took a couple weeks off over here in Nashville, and then flew back home and started working out the second week when I went Finland.
So you actually will start. You have a workout program that you're doing right now. I guess it doesn't involve any skating yet.
No, I usually go on the ice around mid July. So until mid July, I just do off ice training, which includes weights and running, jumping, stuff like that.
Now, right before you left town, you went over to a Vanderbilt baseball game and you saw Shea Weber throw out the first pitch. And
yeah.
Nick Spaulding actually made the catch. It looked very good. They looked like they knew what they were doing. And now since then, Vanderbilt has made it to the College World Series where they're going to try to win a championship. So you guys sent them some good vibes, it looked like.
Thanks for being nice, but I don't think there's nothing to do with that. The game we saw, they have a great team, and I wish nothing but the best for those guys. It's a good team, and it was fun to watch the game.
Pekka Rinne, Preds goalie, joins us here on 104.5 The Zone. And Pekka, just got done watching the NBA Finals where they went to Germany to show a sports bar over there with everyone watching Dirk Nowitzki. I'm curious, have you been talking to a lot of your people back in Finland? Were a lot of people gathering around watching your playoff games, the Preds?
Yeah, the only kind of bad thing is because it's during the night, so it's just everybody just stays home and don't go to bed, but they watch our game. So yeah, I a bunch of my friends and my family, they always followed my games, and it was nice. Now and then we talked about it, and it's a good when you have kind of support from your home country.
Well, you guys had the great run in the playoffs this year. What's it like when you're watching the remainder of the playoffs on television, and you as a goalie, when you're watching a guy like Roberto Luongo, he has his struggles in the finals, and you went head-to-head with him in the series against the Canucks. What's it like just watching goalies once your season is over?
It's kind of different. Obviously, during the season, you are so focused, and you mentally involved all the time, and you really want to watch the games and how the teams are playing. But once our season was over, I was kind of just watching the games as a fan, and I didn't really pay too much attention how anyone was playing. But obviously the finals, Tim Thomas was just unbelievable, like he was during the regular season, and I didn't think Luongo was that bad either, but Thomas was just that much better.
Well, Pekka, you're getting ready to go against these guys in the category coming up here at the NHL Awards, heading to Las Vegas. I'm curious, have you been there before? Has anyone told you anything about what to expect when you get over there? What's it going to be like for you?
Yeah, it's going to be my first time, and I really don't know what to expect. Obviously, there's been a lot of my friends have told me how it is and what to expect, but I'm just excited to go there and have a good time.
Now, have you seen the movie The Hangover?
Yeah, Yes, I have.
Okay, then you probably want to avoid some of the things that those guys got into.
Yeah, if it's like that, I'm a little bit I'm a little bit nervous.
Yeah, if you see Mike Tyson and a tiger over there, just run the other way.
And just be happy it's not in Bangkok if you saw the second Hangover too.
No, I haven't seen that one. I have to go see that one too. Maybe after that I want to go to Bangkok.
But I do want to ask you about the teams. Obviously, you know Vancouver very, very well after the series you saw with them. Boston, when they were here around St. Patrick's Day, you know, I really, that day, even though you guys came back and beat them, I knew they were a very, very good team that was probably capable of making a good run. And so I'm not surprised that those two teams took it all the way to Game 7.
No, it's not a surprise. I thought that those two teams, they were probably the best teams overall during the season. And, yeah, but I was surprised how the Cup Finals went. Vancouver went 2-0 lead, and I was a little bit surprised how big of a difference was the home ice advantage. Obviously, this Game 7 was played in Vancouver, and Boston won that. But I was a little bit surprised how it went.
Can you envision yourself with basically 5 more weeks of season than you guys had? I'm sure the adrenaline would carry you, but what do you think about when you visualize what that would be like?
Well, I dream about that all the time. That's my goal, and that's our goal, to play in a Stanley Cup Finals. And I'm sure that's something that I want to experience. And but I'm sure talking to those guys, you know, just the adrenaline, and you're just so excited, you know, for the next game, and you know, you put everything on the line, what do you have, and so overall, obviously, we made it to the second round, but that's the best hockey I've ever experienced. You know, it's so much fun, and you know, you're so involved, and just intensity, that's something you want to feel like experience again.
Now physically, you talked about your resume since you've been done playing. You take a couple of weeks off, then you start your off-season training program. Did you feel like at the end of the season that physically you could keep playing and feel fresh enough and energized enough to take it through all the way to the end if you needed to?
Oh yeah, I think so. Obviously, you know, I don't want to go ahead of things because we lost to the Vancouver. They were just that much better than us, but yeah, I think we all felt like it wasn't about our endurance or anything like that physically. I thought that we were feeling pretty good, and obviously you have your bumps and bruises, but other than that, I thought that all of us, we were ready to go move forward and play more hockey.
Now, I realize this is certainly not your department, but I'm sure you're rooting for good things to happen here. All of us are anxious to see when Shea Weber's deal gets done, and that should be moving on here in a couple of weeks here. But I guess as you envision what the team's going to look like not only next year but down the road, number 6 being around certainly would help.
Oh, absolutely. He's our leader, and he's our captain. So, the kind of player and kind of guy he is, he's such an important player for us. And I think we all are really confident that the deal is going to get done, and it's just a matter of time. But I'm just excited how the team is looking right now. I think we have moved in the right direction, and we've been doing that last little while now, and I think we're gonna be just a little bit better again next year, and we really have a good chance to do something special here.
All right, so when you see David Poile and Shea Weber out there in Vegas, just kind of say, guys, let's get it going here. Let's get this done.
I know I've been trying to do that all the time. I'm calling Webby all the time, just what's taking so long, but. I guess that's a business side that we are just a piece of a puzzle, and that's how it goes. And but I'm really confident that number 6 is going to be back.
Well, before we let you go, besides the off-season training, anything else that you like to do as a habit during the off-season? I don't know if you play golf or other things. What do you like to do when you're just home kicking it around?
Well, I enjoy, obviously, just when I relax, I like to, stay, hang out with my friends and stuff like that. Just a pretty regular stuff. But every summer we have a couple, me and my couple friends, we go to a fishing trip. And again, this summer we're going to do it after this trip when I get home next week. So I'm really looking forward to that one. And it's going to be a good time. I enjoy fishing, and that should be a good time.
Okay, so is this like deep sea fishing, or is this out in the like in the countryside? Like, where? What's the setting in Finland?
It's really up north. We go all the way to the up north, northern Norway. So it's going to be, it's really beautiful nature and a lot of lakes, a lot of rivers and stuff like that. And usually we sleep in the tents for a couple of nights, and it's a really mental break, and you don't really have to think about anything else. There's, cell phones there not working over there, and it's a good feeling to go there and just forget everything else.
All right, what's the temperature?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. What's the weather like in the middle of summer in northern Norway?
Well, it's actually a couple of years back. I was still. I think that was end of May. I was still ice fishing, so you can imagine it's a little different.
Gosh,
oh man!
And you sleep in the tent too when this is going on.
Yeah, no, it's actually not bad. You have a good tent, and that's you're outside the whole probably almost 20 hours, so you get so tired that it's not a problem. It's fun to be outdoors and kind of do at least for us a little bit extreme stuff. So that's really it's a fun thing.
Well, that's great. Have some fun. Enjoy your time off. And Pekka, good luck in Las Vegas next week. We'll certainly be watching and rooting for you.
Thank you so